Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. We'll be right back.
From a cat that has been all over the world giving fans his gift of music, we start this Neon Jazz jaunt with saxophonist, bandleader, composer, and educator, the great Jeff Coffin, joined by the Caleb Chapman's Crescent Super Band with trombone Shorty as well in 2015 with the tune Bubble Up. That's a power lineup. This is off his latest, newest 2015 disc, The Inside of Outside, and that's what we are all trying to figure out. These days, he is based in Nashville, Tennessee, and he graduated with a music education degree from the prestigious University of North Texas back in 1990. Since that time, he has received 3 Grammy Awards as a member of Bella Fleck and the Flecktones, and that was from 97 to 2010. And it was during July of 2008 that Jeff began touring with the Dave Matthews Band and officially joined the group in 2009 following the sudden passing of founding member Leroy Moore. Along with Dave Matthews, he fronts his own group, Jeff Coffin and the Mutet, and works around the country playing shows and giving his music clinics to students. He has played with the best in jazz literally over the years, with cats like Branford Marsalis, Bob Minzer, and McCoy Tyner, and well beyond jazz with the likes of Willie Nelson, Garth Brooks, Van Morrison, Lynyrd Skynyrd, and so many others. Jeff received some quality education over the years. He studied with sax great Joe Lovano on a National Endowment of the Arts grant, and he tries to pass sage wisdom along to his students. And we were honored to speak with him at Neon Jazz, and during that conversation, he broke down his overriding music notion that he gives to his students.
It's all music to me, you know? I'm trying to serve. I'm trying to serve the music. I always tell the students that, too. I say, we're in the service industry. We serve the music first, and then we serve the musicians we're playing with, then we serve the audience. I said, so you're at least fourth on the list. So, you know, get used to it. I said, but, you know, we get served by serving.
On a final note, Jeff got a camera 1 year while he was on tour with Bella Fleck, and he has been an avid photographer ever since. He loves the macro world of photography. He sees photographic composition, music composition, and improvisation fully going hand in hand. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that digs the arts, the jazz, the fountains, and the barbecue, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, serving you with some tasty music. And this next tune is one that Jeff specifically mentioned in our interview. When he heard the Coltrane horn solo, it changed his life. From 1958, this is Miles Davis teamed up with Coltrane with Bye Bye Blackbird. Thank you.
Everybody, this is Jeff Coffin from the Mutet and Dave Matthews Band, and you're checking out Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino. Dig it, give it a listen. We'll be right back.
That was the king of the New York City big bands, Ed Palermo with his big band, with the track off their latest 2016 album, No Child Left Behind, with a cover of Frank Zappa's Cletus Alrightus Alrightus. This outfit is hugely motivated by Zappa, and they have been at it for 39 years plus. So Ed started playing the alto saxophone and the guitar in high school. By that point, he already knew that he wanted to become a musician. Along with Zappa, his early influences were the Beatles and the Mothers of Invention. And he'd always tried to emulate cats like Cannonball Adderley, Phil Woods, and Charlie Parker. During a recent interview with Neon Jazz, Ed broke down everything about his approach.
Everything I do, by the way, is always got to be funny. My album cover is always funny. The theme of the album is always funny. I could never, ever see myself taking myself so seriously that I'll have a picture of me on the cover with a, you know, artist look on his face.
Ed follows the proverbial jazz script. He's a teacher at the prestigious Hof Bartholson in Scarsdale, New York. He makes his way around school with his alto sax, and he has a photograph of Frank Zappa's head taped to the bell, and that's the Ed way right there. So Ed talked about one album that blew his doors down on his way to jazz glory during our interview, and it was Charles Tolliver's 1975 album Impact. This is the title track off that album. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Charles Tolliver. Keep swinging with Neon Jazz and Joe Dimino.
That was the diverse and genre-hopping Chris Washburn with the 2010 tune Fields of Moons. So early in his career, he refused to be pigeonholed as just a jazz or classical player. He is on a very diverse path. Chris is currently freelancing as a studio musician and performing trombone, bass trombone, tuba, and percussion with various classical, jazz, rock, and Latin groups in New York City. He also tours extensively with various groups, and he has concerts all over the place in Europe, Asia, Africa, North America, Central America, and the Caribbean. From the power jazz duo of Al Cohn and Zoot Sims, this is Their Magic in 1974 with the tune Motoring Along. That's what we're doing, baby.
Hi, this is Ed Palermo from the Ed Palermo Big Band. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Thank you.
That was Toronto native and tenor sax man Grant Stewart with the 2009 song Nika's Tempo off his CD More Ruban Tones. So since 19, he has been in New York City, and he began his journey studying with masters Donald Byrd and Barry Harris. From those beginnings, he has gone on to perform internationally with Jimmy Cobb, Harold Mayburn, Curtis Fuller, Clark Terry, and so many others, and he was also a member of the last Al Gray Sextet. From 2008 until 2015, Stewart has been voted a rising star on the tenor in the Downbeat Critics poll, and that's a position he deserves well. Here's another rich jazz duo on the show. This is Clifford Jordan and Bill Lee back in 1973 with the tune Powerful, Paul Robeson off the CD Glass Bead Games. Thank you. Again, that was Clifford Jordan and Bill Lee, circa 73, with powerful Paul Robeson. And I'd say so. And our clarion call and final jazz shout comes from a young phenom on the piano keys. This is Jeb Patton with a track off his latest and newest 2016 album called New Strides. The song is called My Ideal, and this show is ours. So thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a cool man full of great ideals, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Thank you. I'll take that payment in an envelope later.
Reach out to us. Let us know what's going on. Thanks for tuning in and talk to us. You can always reach us 24 hours a day, 8 days a week, neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Neon Jazz.